A new documentary looks at the violence of Mexico's drug cartels and the pop culture they've inspired, specifically songs that celebrate drug lords and their assassins. You hear the music, sounds so pleasant, but often celebrates death. The film Narcocultura paints a sobering picture from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border in a war that has claimed more than 60,000 victims in the past 7 years. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Narcocultura cuts back and forth between the gruesome murders in Mexico and the culture of narcocorridos, the ballads that revel in the exploits of drug cartels. Filmmaker Shaul Schwartz says he was fascinated by the juxtaposition.
This two-sided monster and how it's so linked and so connected and so bizarre.
As a photojournalist, the Israeli-born New Yorker had covered conflicts and disasters around the world for National Geographic, Newsweek, and other publications. For his first film, he and his sound engineer traveled to Juarez, just over the border from El Paso, Texas. They filmed crime scene after crime scene. Behind the yellow tape, family members wail and onlooking children converse about AK-47s and the victim being liquidated. As always, crime scene investigator Richie Soto is there to collect the bodies.
Oyen las sirenas y nos ven como ángeles de la muerte.
People hear the sirens and they see us as angels of death, says the soft-spoken Soto as he drives through the streets of his hometown. He wears a face mask to conceal his identity from dealers and their informants and hitmen. We see him tagging bodies in the morgue, collecting bullets, and classifying evidence that simply gets warehoused, says filmmaker Schwartz.
They fill all the paperwork, they take it very seriously, they go up to every crime scene, and God knows there's plenty of them. And nothing ever happens. 97% of the cases in Juarez were never investigated. That was fascinating, and what I think the film wanted to portray was how it is to be that person, to show how repetitive that is and how helpless they become. And to me, that's a story of Juarez. And in a larger way, that's a story of Mexico. It's this distrust that people have in the system, and it's come from years of being powerless. You know, people are always, oh, everybody's corrupt. It's more complex than that.
Cut to Los Angeles, where a young nightclub crowd is partying and singing along to the latest narco corrido. We're bloodthirsty, crazy, and we like to kill, they sing. On stage, the boisterous members of the group Los Bucanas de Culiacán wear bandoliers of bullets and brandish a bazooka. The group's enthusiastic lead singer and songwriter, Edgar Quintero, is the film's other protagonist, a young Mexican-American born in L.A. One minute, he's at home with his wife and babies. The next, he's sitting in a van, taking a wad of $100 bills from a shady character who wants a corrido written about him. At this point in the film, Quintero has never been to Mexico and seen the violence firsthand, so his understanding of the situation seems a little naive.
In this world, everybody wants respect. And in Mexico, there is no other way to win respect than, you know, pick up an AK. And
if you're a big influential person in the mob, you have money. And people want to be that person. You got to do what you got to do.
A few weeks ago, I met up with the singer in his Los Angeles recording studio as he was working on his latest song. About the founder of the Guadalajara cartel. Quintero likens what he does to gangster rap.
A lot of people say, how can you sit there and glorify these people? And I'm telling them, you can't hang the messenger, you know. I'm not the one that caused this. All we do is give people what they want. They want the truth, so that my songs are the truth. You're either going to love it or you're either going to hate it. It's going to be one or the other.
Narcocorridos are popular on both sides of the border, with music videos, sold-out concerts, and CDs you can buy at Walmart. The documentary shows teens in school uniforms saying that being a narco's girlfriend would be cool. And the filmmakers interviewed people like Oscar Lopez, who produces action films about drug traffickers.
People, they glorify these guys. That's why narco culture has grown so much, because these guys see narcos as a modern-day Robin Hood.
The musicians profiting from the drug violence, the whole narco corrido scene, horrified filmmaker Shaul Schwartz.
I hated them at the beginning. As time went along, I just was less mad about them, and I really thought that they're a product of the bigger picture. They're a product of the policy. They're a product of what we're ignoring.
So for his documentary, Schwartz filmed countless dead bodies. He interviewed a tattooed prisoner describing a hit he did for a cartel. And he included scenes of a woman whose son was found chopped into 16 pieces.
Estamos en medio de esta guerra. Nos están matando.
This drug war is killing our children, she pleads, and no one will listen. But the beat goes on. Though singer-songwriter Edgar Quintero defends his music, he admits he's nervous about how audiences will react to seeing the culture of violence depicted in Narcocultura.
As I was watching that, I did put myself in that situation, and it did give me a little knot in my throat. It did get to me. That just goes to show how United States, we're just so blinded of what's going on. Kids from here, they're just in these nightclubs. They don't even know what's going on out there. And I guess that's going to be the good thing of this movie. That's going to open a bunch of eyes.
Since Narcocultura was filmed, the cartels have shifted their violence from Juarez to other parts of Mexico. Narco corridos are now banned from the airwaves in Mexico. And Quintero says the lyrics are not quite as graphic. But the narco corrido scene is still going strong. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Me les fui peleando, como dije en vida, igual que mi padre nos conocí en vida.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.
Y al cabo quería andar con el viejo, pero ahí les encargo al que puso el ejemplo. A lo mejor pronto resulta el retorno. Fui hombre enamorado, mi gusto y ni modo.